So far.
You know, he's starting to get a real good grasp of the defense and what we're asking him to do. You can see improvement each and every day that he goes out. And, you know, realistically, I think we're going out to practice six right now. So really he's got eight practices underneath his belt where everybody else has a lot more. So, but you do see improvement every day. If there is a mistake, he learns from it. So that's very encouraging.
Do you have to take it slower with a rookie linebacker?
No, we're not. Okay. We're going to force feed it to him. And, you know, he gets a lot of reps, as you can see. Today he'll be out there with our first unit. So it's going to be a good thing for him to get in front of some of the vets and show exactly what he can do.
Any thoughts on where he might be headed in terms of role this
season? You know, we're going to kind of let that play out. You know, obviously the four preseason games that we have and the rest of these practices. But the biggest thing is we want to see him to continue to learn the package. We know he's a heck of an athlete. So as that starts to, you know, come and understand the package in great detail, we'll see where we can fit him in at that point.
What went into the decision to split up the auto room from the other linebackers?
It's totally different. When you look at our inside or our stack backers, they're behind the ball. And they have all these things we call hook issues and stuff like that where our autos never have any of that. And then we're also trying to get our autos, such as Ryan and Scoot, to play some defensive end. You know, you can never have enough pass rushers. Both of them are able to play on first and second down defensive end in 11 personnel on nickel. So it's just an opportunity for them to concentrate on the outside linebacker stuff, and then also they're being taught some D-line stuff.
How's Scotty been with the guys? Are you happy with the results?
Yeah, I've known Scotty since 1995. We were together at Fort Lewis. We were together at North Dakota State. So I've known him for a while. And he's, once again, another very detailed guy. And, he responds well with the players. He's a former D-line linebacker coach coordinator. So he knows the package really well. And that's a really, really smooth transition. We're very excited that we did it.
What does Anika cocky, overconfident, not overconfident, but a real confident kid, you know what I mean?
I hope so. Let's say he gets 700 and some rushes this year. You know, you're not going to beat a guy 700 times. That'd be a hell of a sack record. You know, but so you got to be able to deal with, you know, not success at times. But he expects himself every time he lines up something good to happen. And that's the expectations we have for him. So with that attitude that he has, we knew that in the draft process, the mental makeup of the young man, and we're very excited he is the way he is.
Is that sort of a big draw for you guys, the way his attitude and the way he approaches it like that? I mean, other than the physical part of it, yeah.
Yeah, I like how he competes. It don't matter who he lines up against. And he's going to go full speed every snap. He expects to win, and that's the type of mental makeup you want as a player.
Is it too early to say that you've seen his defense become what you want to see, or will you not see that until preseason?
No, I think we're seeing some flashes along the way. We got to have more consistency. As you can see, you know, out of practice, we play in good, really well in some spurts, and then all of a sudden we have a couple bad things go on. So consistency is the big thing. But I see the players understanding how detailed it is, exactly what we want from them, and they're executing that. So, but it's just the consistency part we got to keep improving on.
What does it look like when you like it? Meaning, what's it doing well?
I think our players, you know, we talk in our room about what we call TED. You know, we want to have unbelievable toughness as a defense, not only physically but mentally. And, you know, our effort, we want that obviously to be unmatched. You know, we talk about swarming to the football and then the discipline side of things. You know, if we execute the package, if we execute the assignment execution, we're going to be playing well. You know, so those three things, and there's obviously subcategories within those, but that's kind of what we're basing our defense on, is toughness, effort, and discipline.
How have you seen Cyprian adapt to the role that you've envisioned for him?
I think it's a great role for him. You know, obviously it helps having Deshaun in the hole. But, you know, you can see Sip really start to grasp what we're asking for him. The closer he gets to the ball, the better he gets. And he's doing a great job of accepting his role, knowing what his role is. And you can see some flashes of some really, really good things.
Are his skills on the line of scrimmage near the ball further along than you maybe envisioned they would be at this point?
We knew that was his strength going into it. That's why we wanted to have a down safety. And, you know, he's continuing to improve. So I think this position obviously matches his skill set. You know, he has the ability to go back, and at times you will see him back in the hole. But we want to have him close to the line of scrimmage and in action. He's a big physical athlete, and I think it fits him well.
Follow up on Sample. couple months ago, maybe he thought he would have a competition there. Has James not come along as much, or what does he have to do to?
No, I think we have actually, you know, Sip's playing well, and James is really starting to play well. The same thing, you know, he didn't get a lot of reps and that kind of stuff over the last year and a half or so. But you see the flashes of what we thought. You know, once again, him and Sip are very good box safeties, and we're excited about both of them. It's a good competition, and I think the competition with Simp and Samp is obviously not against each other. There's no competition between the two. It's a competition for them to execute to play the highest of their abilities. You know, so it's both of them are getting better, and that's what you want out of competition.
Malik dropped some weight during the break.
Yes.
Did he need to do that? Have you seen it make a difference?
Yeah, you know, before he left at a break, we sat down, we talked, and he was under the impression that he needed to gain weight. You know, so there was a miscommunication on my part to him early on when he got here. So we said, no, we want you to lose some weight. You know, you're going to have to play a lot, first, second, and third down. And he went out and worked his tail off. So conversation that we had at the end of the OTAs, he, you know, addressed it and took care of it.
Dante, what have you seen from him? And do you have to kind of hold him back in practice a little bit?
Well, he actually had a question today in meetings about what happens, how do I slow down and not hit people, which is a good thing. We love the energy and the effort that he plays with. And, you know, we're not limiting him at all right now. And he goes out, he's physical on stuff. We got to get him to just slow down and play within himself. He tries to do too much at times. And like I say, he's a little bit of a bull in a china closet at times. But once again, that's the type of mental makeup we want on defense. And with him and Yannick and how they're going to play, we're very excited about it.
So what'd you tell him?
We just talked.
Sheldon Day had as good a start to camp as maybe it looks to us.
Yeah, Sheldon's playing well. You know, there's good competition. There's good players down inside. He's very explosive, you know, and you can see that with his ability to get off the ball. He's strong and at the point in the run game. So he's had a very good camp. It's going to be interesting to see how this all carries over into training camp.
Has it caused you to maybe rethink defensive line rotation because of what you've seen from him at this point, or is it too early?
Yeah, well, we're going to rotate anyway.
Right.
You know, but we want to come in.
Place would be in the rotation.
Right. Yeah. You know, you see some good things obviously out of everybody, but I think we have very good depth with quality players, so we're going to be able to stay fresh and bring hopefully guys in waves. You know, at the offense up front. So it's, you know, it'll be interesting to see how it all shakes out. But you know, we got some good players there.
How about Sanderic? Has he shown some decent power? No limitations with the triceps?
There's not really any limitation. I think he's more getting a feel for it. He hasn't played in a while. And he's getting a feel for, you know, we're playing him at three technique, and we're also playing him at big end right now outside, which, you know, once we get to Saturday, we only have a certain amount of guys up, so we have to be able to have some guys that are dual position players. And Sanderic's skill set allows him to play outside also. He's healthy. He's just trying to get his feet underneath himself right now.
Mukamura seems to be around the ball a little bit.
Yeah.
Does he have pretty good savvy in terms of how to hold without getting called? And
we don't hold. We don't hold. But he has the ability to, you know, he's a smart vet is what he is, you know, and he knows how to play the game. He's transitioned from OTAs to now very well improvement. I mean, you see great improvement out of Prince. From OTAs to now, and once again, he's still learning the package. So we're excited about him. He did have an interception yesterday, so he's all around the ball, and that's what we expect from him.
Back to Sanderic, how big of an adjustment is that big end spot, and how's he doing out there?
It's a little bit of a transition because it's totally different, and plus we get him outside as a five technique, and he has never really done that. But you can see the transition, you can see the power, he can play the 4B, and we've seen him some flash on some edge. So it's been a good transition up until this point.
Back to Fowler going crazy and hitting guys. I mean, have there been some offensive guys that have been like, what is this kid doing? Why are we getting hit?
No, I think that happens in camp.
Right.
You know, as long as it's not malicious, which it's not, you know, we preach, you know, play hard every snap. You know, and you play to the echo of the whistle, and Dante does that on a consistent basis. So, you know, sometimes it happens. We just got to make sure we protect the team. The health of our players and our team is the foremost important thing.
Gus has said a couple of times that the offense really runs a lot of different stuff during this practice. How much does that help you guys?
It helps us a lot. Ole does a nice job of attacking our scheme. And, you know, he's installing his offense, but he's also attacking us. and it allows our players to see how we're going to get attacked and how we need to adjust, and it's only going to make us better. But yeah, Ole's got a lot of stuff. Yeah, yeah.
I think you guys have been in for Roy Miller, but what have you seen from him that you've liked so far, and how is he at?
You know, he's lost some weight, which was good coming out of OTAs till now. And you see the athleticism, if you want to call it athleticism, from Roy. But he's very powerful at the point of attack. He's strong. He's healthy. And, you know, we feel we got a very solid player.